What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Fatty's over 40.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty damn good.
Are you a little foggy?
No, I'm well rested and things are good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're good today?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm a little tired.
Yesterday I was exhausted.
Well, I could see that. I mean,
yeah,
it happens.
There's been a lot going on the past few days.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. You kind of had a big weekend.
I did.
Is kind of nice because, like, I didn't hear from you from, like, 4:45 on yesterday, and I thought you died until you texted me this morning, and I was like, he's alive! He's alive! Like praise Jeebus! He's alive!
I've been going hard for the past, I don't know, 36 hours, and about 4 in the afternoon, I was
crashed out.
Done.
Crashed out, good.
I fell asleep on the couch.
I'm not mad at you for that at all. Like, I hadn't heard from you, and I was like, well, okay. I'll hear from him in the morning if he's alive. If not, then I guess I'll make a phone call and go, I'll message Jean Grey first and go, where's your husband? Where's he at? Have you seen him? Because I haven't seen him.
Is he around?
He didn't tell me he was with me last night, so I can't lie for him at this point. Call it the search party.
We don't talk about work. That's one of the rules. But no. I will say this. I started a new job. Or I'm going to start a new job with the same company. That's going to be on Monday.
You're moving positions within the company.
Correct. Changing positions.
Which is good.
And so this weekend was a little celebration.
Good. For a new job, yeah. Because you should always celebrate when you get a new job. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. It's nice to celebrate, you know.
Get a promotion and get a new job. You should always celebrate.
Always celebrate those things. The little things in life. So that's what we did. We went out Friday night. We went down to, I'm going to call it Sprint Center.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's get to our drink real quick
before we
forget. Because
that's going to be a lot of the story. This is another,
I was going to say, this drink you made is actually really good. It was on the fly. Neither one of us had anything this morning before the show because we're recording on a Sunday. So you guys will get this today.
Like I said.
This afternoon. Once I get this rendered.
Ooh, it's been a long weekend.
It has been a long weekend. So. What do you call this concoction, sir?
We dubbed it the Southern Delight, which I think is fitting. It's kind of a play. You and I both like the SoCo and lime shots. Love SoCo and lime together. So we just expanded. We did SoCo, Jack Honey, and regular Jack Daniels.
Which we're both big fans of Jack products.
All of those. Yeah. All of those are things that we just really like. So we put them together with lime juice and then topped it with Coke.
Diet Coke.
Yes.
Well, we'll preface that because it is Diet Coke. Because if you try this when you see the video, his words for this was pretty much right on par with it's refreshing.
It is refreshing.
It's really, really good. And I'm a fan. I got a little lime in there. I don't know if you can see that or not, but there is a little lime floating around in there for the fresh lime. Because fresh lime is always better than concentrate. But if you only have concentrate, put a little bit more in there. And it'll make it taste just as good. But this is very refreshing. SoCo and lime is really good. I really like the honey.
Mm-hmm.
The added whiskey honey in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it gives it a little bit of sweetness.
Yeah, absolutely. And it cuts through the lime just enough. I mean, you both really like the lime.
But it's got a good balance to it.
Yeah. And obviously the... Well, you tell them the ratios. Because the base is what makes this also with just straight Jack.
Oh, yeah. So I did an ounce and a half of Jack. Half ounce of honey, half ounce of SoCo, and an ounce of lime juice.
And then just
And then top it.
About half of it was Diet Coke, and I think it tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
I give this a solid 4.25, maybe a 4.5 for me.
Yeah.
I'm really a fan of it.
I feel like it would be different with regular Coke, obviously, because they're slightly different in the flavor, but
I actually kind of like this a little bit better.
Either way, I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah. I think regular Coke would have been a little bit too sweet.
Dude, I love that lime.
It's really good.
And the honey.
It is really good.
I'm going to go 4.2. Yeah.
It's a good mix. I like it.
Especially on the fly when we're like, what do you want to drink today?
Absolutely, because your first thing out of your mouth when we come in the door after like kind of setting up everything was, you got a drink for today? No. No, I don't. And usually I send him random, which I did send you a couple random things. Some of the drinks that we look up and people send us is we don't always have the stuff in the bar. So what we've actually decided to do, and we forgot to do it last week because, well,
shit was busy.
Shit was busy and we ran it along, is we have to start making a list. Mm-hmm. And we're going to buy airplane bottles instead of the big bottles to save a little bit of money. Because until we get sponsorship.
I mean, and people be sending us some weird shit.
Yeah, people send us good weird shit that we really want to try. But can't try it yet because we don't have the bottles for it. So, there's a couple of places around town that have a really good selection of mini airplane bottles that mm-hmm. we're going to write this stuff down and actually go get it. So hopefully, maybe after the 1st of May, we can actually start making quite a few of those drinks.
Yeah, I think we'll be ready.
So
it should be.
Yeah. That was a good drink, man. Really yeah. good on the fly. This is why you're the bartender. Because I would have came up with some dumb shit. I would have gone to the sweet side and got some chocolate in there somewhere because that's what I was thinking earlier. And then I was like, no, that'll ruin my day. That'll ruin the day.
Oh, man, it'll get you.
It's still really good, though, mm-hmm. I would say. It's really, really good.
It is tasty. Tasty, tasty.
All right. Well, so Friday night, you were down at the Sprint Center because, everybody knows what the Sprint Center is. Nobody calls it the T-Mobile Center.
It's no.
It's just lame.
And it was funny because when I'm looking up stuff around it, I always still want to put in like Sprint Center and it's like T-Mobile, and I'm like, yeah, I guess that's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
I don't know, whatever. just tell me what shit is there, man. Come on. But yeah, we went and got a chance to go see AJR.
I'm jealous. I'm not gonna lie. We had shit going on Friday night, but if I would have gone, I would have taken Tough Tony because Tough Tony loves them, which I like their music. I didn't realize that I really liked their music till actually like one day we had it on Spotify and just ran with
it. There's a lot.
There's a lot of really, really good songs on there.
And you're like, Jesus, what?
Yeah.
And it's weird. They've got a different sound to them. It's not like anything else that I
know. And they kind of remind me of like the, I don't want to call them alternative, but the alternative style, because it was a little bit different in the 90s when we were growing up.
Yeah.
That attracted a lot of people. But like their sound is kind of funky. It's kind of rock. But I know this is going to sound stupid, but I feel like it has a little bit of soul to the music.
Oh, it does. Gene Gray called it alternative pop music, and I felt like that was a pretty good description.
That is a really good description of it.
Because it is upbeat and fun, and it appeals to a wide array of people, but it's not your typical kind of pop music at all.
No, and the first song that I ever heard from them was Bang Bang Bang, which is an amazing song. And it's funny because, like, I know all the words of that song for one reason only. The music behind the song actually helped me write my papers when I was going through school last year and the year before. Like, I could literally put that song on because they have, like, a 3-hour loop on YouTube. You wouldn't think they would.
That's awesome.
But, like, I would drown out everything that was around me because I'd throw headphones on. I would just start typing. And because that song just had a good rhythm to it,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of slows down, speeds back up, mm-hmm. but like the rhythm of the song is really good. Like, it helped me write.
It's
weird.
It.
It's really weird, but like that song got me loving that band. And I really wish I would have been able to go, but we had shit going on Friday night, so.
It's funny, and you said if you would have went, you'd have taken Tough Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he would have not been alone. It was weird because that crowd was probably 25% kids. Which is weird to me. That's crazy to go to a concert that's not I wouldn't call them a kid band by any means. Their lyrics aren't completely clean. They drop some F-bombs here and there, but still not something I would call a family band.
Well, I will say this. When I take my kid to school, he requests them a lot outside of like his normal wrestling entrance music and stuff like that, because every day before school, he has to hype himself up a little bit
because
school sucks for kids. And some people don't like school. He's not really a big fan of it, but he hypes himself up with like the John Cena entrance music and shit like that.
I like it.
You know, he absolutely hates it when I play LA Knight because that's like my new guy in wrestling that I'm like a big fan of and all that kind of shit. And he's just like, Dad, I don't want to listen to this before school. And I'm like, too bad. Too bad, mofo. Too bad.
That's what you're getting today, kid. You're
gonna exactly, like it. But
you're
like,
gonna like
it. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw the Gene Gray posted the pictures, the first thought I thought was, "You son of a bitch! I'm happy that you got to go, and I'm jealous that I did not. But did you guys go out afterwards?
You know we did. Dude, you just said...
Well, you went to P&L, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, what we did, because you're right there. So immediately afterwards, we go over to P&L, grab a drink, and we people watch for a little bit. But
that's some good people watching down there.
You know, kind of a good cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, I want a cocktail.
Yeah.
So we went to one of our favorite spots. Our way over to Tomstown.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a few blocks away, and it was close to where we were staying because we got a place to stay down there, so we didn't have to go back.
Good call.
And went to Tomstown, had a couple cocktails, and they are always fantastic.
Do they distill there at the building? Is that where
they
distill
there? Okay. And they've got a tasting, I'll call it a tasting room, but it's really just a bar.
It's a bar.
And it's, dude, their stuff is
amazing. Wanted to go down there because their drinks are really good. We have a bottle behind the bar, which you guys bought for the wife when her mom and dad both passed away, which we greatly appreciate that. We haven't got into it just yet, but it was good. I like their drinks. You've made a couple drinks, not on for the show or anything like that, but
no, Tomstown. Just inspired by them. Yeah. And they go a little harder than we do. I don't like to infuse syrups with things. Like they go the next step.
Well, they have to. I mean, that's.
I mean, their stuff is definitely elevated.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, we don't have the. We don't have the budget for that.
I'll call it a home bar. This is a home bar. This is not an establishment where people are paying. So I'm not going to take all those different steps to make a cocktail. No. But if you have the time and the money and the energy, by all means, do it.
I think the most that we've done to, quote unquote, elevate a cocktail would be smoking it when we smoked the stuff down for Simmons's podcast. Or was that Simmons?
That was ours.
Or that was ours. Okay. Yeah. But that was fun. Like, I actually would love to have... We need to get one for the bar here, and they're not expensive, but just have a little home smoke thing. That way, I think one of the days that we should do it in here.
Okay.
We'll make a get some good.
I got a smoke kit at home. We can do it whenever you want.
Yeah, but that's at your house. I mean, we need one for the bar here.
I mean, of course, we need one at every bar.
Well, yeah, you should carry it in a suitcase. What are you doing, man? About to smoke me a cocktail, bitch? What are you doing?
It's funny you say that. Jean Grey asked me if I wanted a mobile bartending kit. And my first reaction was, no, why would I don't mobily go and do that. I don't know. And then after like 2 weeks, I went, why didn't I tell her? Yes, that absolutely is something I would use.
What's all in a mobile bartending kit?
It's basically, they have different ones, but the ones that I look at a lot, you can kind of roll out. It's just this big canvas piece, and then your tools fit in there, and then you kind of roll it up.
Okay.
And it's got a handle on it, so you can have glassware in there. You can have you can have like the jigger and then the spoon and all of those different, your mixing tin, all those are going to be in there. And it just rolls up in a convenient case. Put a little strap on it, sling it over the shoulder, go.
We don't normally buy gifts for the 4th of July, but America's birthday, I think you need that.
Honestly, I think she's probably going to get me one at some point just because when we go places now, I end up making drinks. That's what I do. I'll be like, I don't want to cook, but I'll make a cocktail.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the whole point behind having home bars and having friends that can make cocktails is...
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Party up a little bit.
Absolutely. No, that's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Did you go anywhere else?
Oh, dude. Yes. I've got to share where we ate because we went like Friday night was just regular, nothing crazy. Where did we eat for dinner on Friday night? I don't even remember now. So Friday clearly didn't stick out of my mind that great.
Apparently not.
But Saturday we went to brunch at Lula's downtown. It is a Southern cooking kind of place.
Okay.
It's fucking amazing. Absolutely.
Like
amazing.
What kind of food is there?
Like Southern food.
Like,
so I had this is brunch menu. Yeah. It's a tasso ham. I don't know if you know what tasso ham is.
I do.
So it's tasso ham, egg, cheddar on a croissant. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
And then it had grits and potatoes with it. Oh my God, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely so
good.
Did
they have chocolate gravy on the menu?
They didn't have I didn't have chocolate gravy or I didn't see it.
Those bitches.
They did have
if it's Southern, they need to have chocolate gravy. God
they had
it.
Cinnamon, like cinnamon kind of gravy, cinnamon sauce, and then blueberry biscuits.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then they had an orange roll, which is a cinnamon roll with orange zest in it. Yeah. That was amazing.
Okay, I bet that was really good.
It was fire. And then she had a Mo muffin, which was house-made sausage on a house-made English muffin with egg and cheese. And it had a pepper jam on it.
Interesting. So it was
sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, their food is fucking fire.
Nice.
So, so good.
Lula's. All right.
I would highly recommend going to Lula's and checking it out.
Okay.
And now that I know I'm not a huge grits guy. Sometimes grits hit the spot. Most of the time, I can do without them. They're fantastic.
And if the grits are made right, and granted, they have to be cheesy and like creamy.
Cheesy and
like,
buttery.
Yeah, creamery. Not creamery. I can't fucking talk today. But yes, the buttery to make them, the butter to make them creamy and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love me some fucking grits.
Dude.
Nice. Fire. Well, I have another place for you to try. I know you said you had talked about starting up your barbecue testing train again that you and
oh yes.
So holy smoke. Off of 81st and Leavenworth Road.
Okay.
Right across from the that's not Family Dollar. What's the other place that's... It's not Family Dollar. It's
Dollar
the other
General?
One. Dollar... No, it is Family Dollar then. Yeah, it's Family Dollar.
Okay.
It's Family Dollar. Sorry, I... Whatever. They're all Animal Crackers Feed is on the other side of the road, too. It's right next to Jerry's Bar. We went Friday for lunch there, and their food is really good. Their sauce is remnants of Casey Masterpiece. It's very sweet. That's their mild. We didn't try their hot. They're a little slow there, but they hand cut everything, so I know why they're slow. Plus, we got there right at like 11 o'clock when they opened up at 11 o'clock. Their turkey is the moistest turkey I've ever had in my entire life. It wasn't dry at all. Their ham, amazing. I got their beef sandwich, was like, you know, their sliced beef brisket. Amazing.
Okay.
Their fries are like the coated, like breaded fries. And then they fry them. So they're not just like... Have you ever had breaded fries before?
No.
They kind of put a little bit of
A little flour on it?
A little flour or something on it. Like a little bit of seasoning on it.
Hmm.
It's kind of like seasoned fries. But like... You kind of have to eat them there. Because if you bring them home, they get a little soggy. But they're still really good.
I have to try that out. I don't...
They're... Okay. Did you ever get fries at like Long John Silver's or Captain D's or anything like that? You know they had that little breading to them?
Oh, it would get mixed in with the fish fry batter. Yeah. Neither one of us could talk today.
Nope.
This
is going to be terrible. This is going to be terrible when it comes out.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely trash, guys. Sorry. But yeah, no. I want to go back and try their ribs and try some other stuff, but their food's really good. If you like Casey Masterpiece, you'll like their style of sauce because that's what it reminded me of more than anything. It's more of a thick molasses-based. But their food's really good. Okay. And their sandwiches came on a bun and there was quite a bit of meat on them and I'll definitely be going back there.
All right.
So if you guys are ever over this direction, you better call for one.
We will add it to the list.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of places to sit in there. Cause it's kind of like their kitchen is bigger than the seating area.
All right.
Cause it's like they started out as a catering company.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, had their building. Then they kind of opened up the restaurant side. But get the food, go take it to the lake since the lake's right down the street.
Okay.
Go sit at one of the...
Do they have a little seating area outside yet?
No, they won't.
Why?
They won't. When you see the building, you'll know what I'm talking about.
It just doesn't have the space.
There's no room for it. Unless they like took over, but then they'd have to like build up like a patio because it's kind of on a hill.
Man.
Yeah. If they could have an outside, if they got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, it's the same thing we said about Slaps when it opened down off of 6th and Central, is they literally opened up in a metal building, and there was nothing around it. And then they slowly, once they built up, they started taking over, and they built a patio outside, which was amazing.
Oh, dude, Slaps is so good.
I love that place.
I do, too. It is underrated.
The Mike Johnson, man. That
Mike Johnson sandwich is one of my favorite in the world. Like, it's a good,
I don't think
sandwich.
I told you this the other day. Because we don't eat there very often, even though it's right down the street from work. Because if you don't get there right at 11 o'clock, you won't get any. You will literally stand in line for an hour, because That's how good it is. They make a Reuben.
Oh, yeah.
Down there.
Oh, yeah.
And they put Provel cheese on top of it.
See, I'm not a Provel guy. It ruins everything.
It does not ruin this sandwich.
Okay.
Because they don't use sauerkraut. They put onion rings on that motherfucker.
Interesting.
And the pastrami is cut just like their brisket and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
good.
So
it's money.
Okay.
It's absolutely money. And the cheese doesn't take away from it.
Okay.
I promise.
I mean, it's not a strong flavor.
No.
It's more the texture.
It does bring more of a creamy element.
It's like a crappy Velveeta to me, and I'm just not a fan.
Crappy Velveeta.
Yeah.
That's craziness, considering Velveeta doesn't go away.
That's what
it
I'm saying. Like, I'm assuming Provel is the
and
same way. And I'm like, I don't want to eat Provel if
Provel's
it's like
real cheese,
Velveeta.
Velveeta is not real cheese.
I feel like Provel is not real cheese.
Provel is real cheese.
It's a mix of American cheese, which is not real cheese. And then, like, provolone, I think?
Provel is its own cheese.
It's a mix of something, though, because it's like it's an American cheese base with something else to make Provel, and it's just not...
It's delicious.
It's not delicious.
It's delicious.
Emos can go fuck themselves, and so can Provel cheese.
See, I've never had Emos, but I've had Leo's over in KCMO, and there's a St. Louis-style pizza, and their Provel is fucking amazing.
See, not all St. Louis-style is terrible, because... God damn it, what is it called?
St. Louis-style...
Waldo Pizza.
Yeah.
Has some St. Louis, and it's not bad. It's actually really good.
Well, St. Louis style is mainly the thin cracker crust.
Correct. And Provel.
Yeah.
Like,
and
those
Provel
are the two signatures of their pizza.
And then they cut it in squares instead of triangles.
Correct.
Because it just works better.
Well, yeah, because it's floppy. You gotta need a little tiny piece.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's good, though. I love the cracker crust. No.
See, I'm not like the. I like St. Louis style pizza for the Provel, not for the cracker crust.
No, I want the crust.
Because I want
kick
that whole
the Provel.
I want that New York style. I want that New York style pizza, but I want the Provel cheese on it. Because that's my style. I hate you sometimes.
You and your trash ass cheese.
Your trash ass pizza, motherfucker.
No, just the cheese. The pizza's fine. It's the cheese.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I remember where we went on Friday now.
Where'd you go?
We went to fucking Parlor. Where we had that wedding reception.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the cocktails there were fantastic. Give them a shout out on that.
Absolutely.
There's a new taco place, though.
Ooh.
Skip it.
Really? Their food's been amazing. All their food there was good. What's wrong with the taco place?
So the steak tacos at the taco place, phenomenal.
Okay.
Highly recommend them. You should get it.
Okay.
They had the carnitas,
but
they were out. I'm assuming it would have been good because the steak was good. I got a shrimp taco.
No.
Flavor was fine. Shrimp was cooked perfectly. Wasn't overdone. Wasn't chewy. Wasn't underdone. I had two fucking shrimps on my goddamn taco.
Were they tiny?
They were about yay big each.
Yeah, like the nickel size or the quarter size one.
And they charged me a dollar extra for a shrimp taco when I only got two shrimps. Two.
Yeah, no.
Tortilla is this big, folks, and I've got two shrimps like this.
Was it a corn or a flour?
Flour. It was corn. They were corn.
Okay. Yeah, that's not enough. There should be
what am I going to do with that?
There should be at least 3 to 4.
That was a $5 taco with two shrimp.
You need a shrimp in every bite.
It was bullshit.
That is bullshit. I would agree with you on that. I would wholeheartedly agree with you, which...
So that's why I forgot where we ate, because I was so mad.
Yeah, no. I completely understand that. I will say this, which I wasn't going to bring this up, but well, since we already kind of brought it up, the wife's parents' celebration of life was on Friday night, and we had Hereford House cater.
Hmm.
And I tell you what, the shrimp that they had there, because we had prime rib beef sliders, some like crostini with some relish or something like that.
Oh, it's delicious. Okay.
Deviled eggs, because that was Ed's favorite. And then shrimp. Bro, you've had fresh Gulf shrimp, right?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are like this, right?
Jesus.
They had trays of those.
Nice.
And Hereford House did them right. Like we're talking shrimp that were like,
you had the big shrimp.
Huge. Oh yeah, dude, they were amazing.
These were prawns.
Yeah,
these
were
shrimps.
Yeah, they were prawns. I'm sure because like they were like this thick and like every bit of like a sand dollar size.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah,
holy shit, where'd these come from?
Delicious.
And their prime rib beef sliders, amazing.
Everything
can't go wrong with prime rib. I mean,
Hereford House is good. Yeah,
and people were super nice, which was cool, and they did everything. Their desserts. money.
Nice.
We had brownies and cookies and cheesecake and something else, which, you know, Tough Tony was in fucking heaven because of goddamn cookies. Hey, Dad, can I get another cookie? No!
Stop it, kid. That's go fucking seven.
Go eat something
else. Eat some real food.
Well, which, you know, that kid doesn't eat anything unless it's sweets or Italian Delight pizza. So we did stop there before he went.
Shocking.
He did it.
His
did
dad eats nothing but sweets and Italian Delight pizza as well. I wonder where he gets it from.
I eat other stuff. I had prime rib sliders and I had shrimp. So shut your face. He did eat a pizza and a half, though. A piece and a half. So, and those are big square or big triangles. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I'm not mad at him, but. All right. Let's get to some articles today because you've got some good ones for us. First one we got is you found, which we all have known this, but there's now, this is from Delish, the scientific reason why Coke tastes better at McDonald's. And if you don't know, we'll teach you.
They broke it down because they talked about it last week a little bit about how we were like, well, one, Coke at McDonald's is the best of anywhere in the world. I've never had a better Coke in my life. Have you?
No.
Okay.
Well, the only one that's close, in my opinion, is Sonic, and it's only because of the ice.
Yeah, everybody loves the Sonic. I'm a big fan of the Sonic ice. I got nothing bad to say about it. But
that's my whole thing. But
yeah.
Okay, so the syrup ratio, which we knew there was a weird thing because of how they come in metal containers instead of the bags. So that's part of it.
So it doesn't degrade because it's not in a plastic bag. It's right. In a metal container, which, one, keeps it from degrading. Two, keeps it at a colder temperature all the time, which helps any beverage that you have. Typically, you want it to stay cold. And then also, they adjust that ratio, like you said, so there's more syrup per carbonated water.
Which is what we have up on the screen there. And it says right there, but as the ice melts over time, it dilutes your drink, which actually never changes it to become a watery drink. Which I didn't realize, but it makes sense, because when you get a fresh Coke, you get that that first initial hit
kind of like,
oh yeah, burns just like almost, oh yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's good, it's, yeah, like a, ooh, you can, yeah, feel it, you can, you, yes, know you're drinking something.
Yes. And then, as we were talking about, oh, somebody's home,
man.
The packaging, which fountain receives concentrated syrup in plastic bags stored in cardboard boxes. Each bag comes with a nozzle, connects to soda fountain. McDonald's, on the other hand, gets their soda syrup delivered in stainless steel tanks, which we have talked about. The material is better at protecting the syrup from light, heat, oxygen, and other factors that can compromise its quality. Which, that's why Pepsi sucks.
What?
Pepsi comes in bags. I think Pepsi would be a better product if it didn't come in bags.
Coke comes in bags everywhere but McDonald's. This is why McDonald's has the best.
I know, and it's not as good.
Any soda would be better if they treated it this way, but McDonald's is the only one that does.
Maybe Pepsi needs to take a page out of that playbook when they send it to fucking like Pizza Hut or Taco Bell or something, like, because Taco Bell's Pepsi is gross.
That's on the store. Like, McDonald's made this request.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Taco Bell needs to be the best. Taco Bell needs to do that because they need better.
Taco Bell ain't going
to
do that.
They need better Pepsi.
I love Pepsi, but you are correct. If they treated it like this at restaurants, people would go to restaurants more often.
See, this
often.
Is why they split back in the day. Differing ideas. They weren't willing to do what they needed to do.
Man, McDonald's just does it right. And then they also filter their water. Are you up there? Yeah, you got it up there.
Yep, I got it back up there.
Which is incredibly important.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about cocktails all the time. What I don't tell you guys is when I do it at home, I actually use filtered water for the ice. For this reason,
so our new ice, the ice machine that we have behind the bar, not usually the big ice cubes that we use for this, I only use bottled water for, which is technically filtered water. So,
yeah,
and the ice tastes better.
It does.
It doesn't have a weird, funky,
no aftertaste.
Twang to it.
Doesn't affect your taste of the cocktail at all. It'll actually just be a smooth, whatever flavor you intended is what you will get.
So then we go from the filtration to the temperature. Which, absolutely, soda always tastes better when it's cold. I don't care what
it is. Ice cold.
Yeah.
Cold as possible without freezing. Keep that soda cold.
And water used in McDonald's soda fountains is also pre-chilled before it's carbonated. Every cup of McDonald's soda is cold and refreshing. I don't know about all that.
And then the fucking straw.
The straws are bigger. For those of you who have never been to McDonald's, the straws are legitimately bigger than everywhere else, so that you get more, it gives you more body.
It's weird, though, that you actually, I mean, you do. You get hit with more of the substance off the bat, and it just kind of overtakes your mouth.
That's the burning sensation you get on your tongue, is carbonation, a large hit of carbonation.
And syrup.
Because, and it's like that if you, bam. Yeah, and it's like that if you, like, drink a fresh bottle, like a 20-ounce bottle. Well, they're only like 16 ounces now. They're no longer 20s. Cause,
did they really?
Yeah. They're down to 15.7 or some shit like the other.
Jesus Christ.
They're skinnier, thinner bottles.
I don't even.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's good to know. It's fucking stupid. It's like 4 ounces less, but that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother rant. But yeah, like when you,
show topic when you open.
Right. When you open a fresh bottle like that way.
That first drink.
Oh, yeah.
Is the best.
Like, it's like acid that's burning your tongue. I'm like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. I will tell you, outside of McDonald's, their fountain drinks, my favorite type of Coke is what's referred to as Mexican Coke.
Oh, yeah.
It comes
with the real
out
sugar.
Of glass bottles. It's amazing.
Dude, any glass bottle. Again, it doesn't detract. Like, right. I feel like plastic and aluminum specifically, will give a flavor to the beverage.
It's the
even
BPAs,
though they say
man.
It doesn't.
It's the BPAs in the plastic.
And then the aluminum, too.
Yeah.
It also changes it. Yep. All of that is like,
this is
but
why
the glass bottle.
This is why nobody realizes it, but inside Coke cans or in cans, they're plastic lined.
Yeah, they have to, because I feel like it would eat through the
tin
that's
on the outside, because like, I've seen those things where they put a can of soda in like Drano or anything that's like acidy, and it just eats out around the outside, but it doesn't eat the plastic. So then you're left with this weird baggy thing
of soda.
Of soda.
Dude, I actually did that one time. Not what you're saying, but they had some Hulk Mountain Dew cans that were, you know, commemorative, and they had different Hulks on them, and I was like, I'm going to save these. Yeah, no, that Mountain Dew ate through eventually and leaked out of all of those goddamn things. So, note to self for people at home, don't do that, because that shit doesn't work. It will eat right through the can and ruin whatever you were trying to save.
So that happens.
Yeah, lesson learned.
I've been waiting for that to happen with the Coke cans that are out there from the
it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, or they're going to go flat, but I figured why not? I mean,
you need to put them in a little tub, like you use a hot water heater for when it bursts. You just need to put the can in one of those so it leaks into that.
Dude, speaking of which, so, you know, we have the camper down at the lot and all that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I went down a couple weeks ago to kind of assess, you know, because we don't go down there during the winter. There's no reason to go to a camper during the winter.
I was looking.
And I opened the fridge, and two things had exploded in there.
Oh.
Two cans exploded. You know what they weren't? Beer. You know how we had the hard freeze, like the really hard freezes over the wintertime?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? Diet fucking Coke.
Oh.
The Diet Coke cans exploded in the fridge.
Jesus.
And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I didn't realize that Diet Coke was like that carbonated. I was like, the beer? Yeah, I could have seen that explode. No, they were good. They weren't even popped out.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was weird.
Just a Diet Coke. And they both exploded.
Yeah.
Real messy.
Yeah, messy.
Fuck.
I mean, we had to clean up mold. I mean, because...
That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you ever have something explode in your refrigerator, you know that.
It sucks.
It does. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yep.
Well, we're going to get into some sad news, which isn't really sad because I don't really believe this is what's going to happen. But
well, to me, it's fucking sad. It's absolutely devastating. This news...
If you guys haven't seen this, go ahead.
Red Lobster considers bankruptcy to deal with leases and labor costs. This is from Yahoo Finance, by the way.
Through Bloomberg.
Yeah, I actually saw this through Bloomberg first, and I was like, I almost sent it to you immediately, but I was actually a little
sad. I beat
you
to it.
The first thing I did is I went and grabbed Jean Grey, and I was like,
what is this?
We have a Red Lobster gift card. We should probably go use this right now, because if I don't get to use this gift card, I'm going to be devastated.
Well, what's crazy is, like, we've talked about this, I don't know how many times, the Red Lobster at the Legends. It's like, whenever we go there, the parking lot's full, but the parking lot's only full because of Olive Garden, which is right next door. And I'm pretty sure they're both under the same parent company, as we've talked about before. And I'm pretty sure Olive Garden is the only reason the Red Lobster's still open, because they're usually close to each other. It's weird like that.
It is weird. They're
normally
like
right next
to each other.
So, Red Lobster's always dead. Like, it's never fucking busy in there.
It makes no sense.
But their food's good.
It's eh.
It's good. I didn't say it was great. No, I said it was good.
We both love it, and I have nothing bad to say about Red Lobster. But
their food's not the best food in the world. I wouldn't go there if I really wanted a seafood dinner.
No.
I go there because I need some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
And I need some coconut shrimp with some Parrot Island sauce, whatever that is.
And the stuffed mushrooms. I love the stuffed mushrooms. Those are delicious. And the dragon shrimp now are fucking fantastic.
Those are delicious. Shrimp stuffed crab rangoon. Those are also amazing.
Yeah, those are also
with the Thai chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Very tasty. See, I don't think Red Lobster. Tasty things that Red Lobster has.
Well, this is why we bashed the shit out of that one lady for fucking talking.
For shitting all over delicious Red Lobster. There's something wrong with you.
Okay? But I don't think Red Lobster is going to go down the tubes. I think they'll be okay.
I agree.
I would imagine it's going to be probably chapter 11.
Yeah, they're trying
to do. So somebody else will pick it up, and they may have to close a bunch of stores, but I don't think ours will go away out of the Legends.
No, I don't. They're not going to close. The companies that are in really bad shape right now, like, we don't even have one around us anymore, but Boston Market used to be huge.
Bro,
and now they're non-existent. Gone. Like,
there's like a handful of them left, I feel
like.
Yeah,
it was less than 10 at one point. Yeah. Like, they were in deep shit. No, so we're not in that boat
yet. And you know what's funny is all of the old Boston Market buildings have basically been taken over by Hawaiian Brothers. Did you notice that? Shawnee Mission Parkway, prime example.
I never even go out there, but I assume something.
Prime example of it. Like there was that. Like they were there, and then all of a sudden they were gone, and then that building sat vacant for God only knows how long. And then all of a sudden, Hawaiian Brothers. Which have you ever had theirs?
I was going to ask you.
I've never had theirs.
I have. It's not great.
Okay. I don't know. I have no desire to go there.
It's got macaroni salad, which I love macaroni salad. It's like flavorless macaroni salad. And plain ass white rice, like plain.
Do they have like Loco Moco or anything where you know what that is? Like it's like a kind of like a burger patty with gravy and an egg on top.
No.
See,
and
then
all they have is
a
bunch of meat. So like there'll be like pork or chicken, and it's just drowned in like teriyaki sauce. But it doesn't taste like teriyaki. It's just like sugar. It's like they bathe the meat in sugar and put it with bland macaroni salad and white rice. And I'm like, this is a diabetes special.
Is it?
And it doesn't even taste good.
So when you go in there, is it like Chipotle but like Hawaiian food? Do you like get to pick your shit down the line?
I mean, you just pick like say you had a meal. Mm-hmm. And so you can have one or two meats or three meats. Mm-hmm. And then it comes with white rice and that. Like that's it. It's pretty plain.
Okay, I won't be going there then.
You're not missing anything.
I won't be going there because I can't do white rice anyway. It fucks my stomach up.
Interesting.
Goddamn semaglutide.
Interesting.
Yeah, it fucks my stomach up now.
Damn. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, you're not missing anything there at all.
No, apparently I'm not. I mean,
you don't need to go there.
Apparently I'm not, but
it's not great.
Whatever.
God. Now I want to go to Red Lobster. I mean, Jean Grey wants to go to Red Lobster for...
You it's only 12:30, bro.
For lunch?
I was going to say, we might need to go get some lunch there when we get done with this.
Cut this off and go to Red Lobster. Hit it up right.
All
right,
folks, we're out. It is 38 minutes in.
It's been a great show.
Whatever. We're going to go to fucking Red Lobster.
Before it closes. Bye, guys.
I'm just playing. We got a couple more things to talk about. Let's close out that ad. Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah, we don't need to show all that. Right. You're going to this one? We're going to the sad one?
Yeah, we'll go to another sad one because... Or do you even want to do this one?
I mean, we should because... Okay, I'm going to preface this with, I don't know if you're this guy, but, and I know you have a hate relationship with the Star, but one of the things that I always read in the Star is the health inspection reports for the restaurants. I always read that.
So, okay, I love reading those for specific reasons because I don't like going to dirty food places.
Right.
Unless I know they're dirty. Because, like, the one time that they had Gojo's in there...
And oh, we knew.
Like, they were like, they had 27 health violations. I'm like, how did they not have 45?
Right. We're like, I think you were generous.
Like you were only giving them that. You had to have missed the grease that was up here on the trap, and then the roaches that were running around up there, and you had to have missed the rats over in the corner gnawing on the shrimp that they toss at people because it's hibachi and
got to.
You had to have missed that. So
yeah.
So 27 out of a possible like 90. Still going to go there.
Oh, I mean, Gojo's was in a class of its own. I would go even though I knew it was fucking filthy.
But I do agree. I'm glad that the Star puts those out. I do have a hate relationship with them because I cannot stand their opinions, people. Their articles that come out that are actually legit, like the health code stuff, I appreciate that because nobody else puts those out. The problem that I have with them is partially their paywall, and they should never fucking make somebody pay for health code violations. But that's one of my many things that I dislike about them as a news service. You can disagree with that. I don't have a problem with that. But if it comes to standard health and welfare, don't charge for it. Make that article free.
I mean, they got to pay the people that write those. So
that's what they get paid for those stupid-ass other opinion articles for.
Nobody has. Okay, here's the thing about opinion articles, because I know you've never worked for the newspaper before.
I have not.
They're not necessarily the people that work there that write those.
I know.
Anybody can write an opinion article and send it to them, and they can publish it.
Because I thought about it.
Opinion? It's not news. So everybody that gets riled up about, did you see that piece? It's not a piece. It's a fucking opinion story.
Well, no,
it's what we did before we had social media. Now, everything you see on social media is an opinion piece. But motherfuckers are on there 24/7.
You're right.
And this paper sucks because of the opinion. That's just like fucking social media. Ignore that part, the part that everybody fucking uses constantly, and they shit on it for some reason, even though they do it on their own. They're like, opinion pieces are terrible. Motherfucker, what do you think social media is? What do you think it is?
No, I'm still going to piss on them. Your editors suck for putting that garbage out.
Oh, and there's really not a whole lot of editing that goes into an opinion piece.
I know, that's the problem.
It's just, here's an opinion that's different than ours.
Here's your opinion about Red Lobster sucking. Print this for me.
Right.
14 pages deep into this bitch, but here you go. Come on. Anyway, so.
I will give the shout out, though, because the Star was instrumental in covering that piece for the small town. What was that, the Meridian?
Yes.
And then the cops and the judge.
It was.
That is a crucial function of journalism, and this is why I support the Star and all papers that are actually
I will give you that. But anyway, so sad news, and this ties into dirty restaurants that should have had their health code violations published out a little more. So if you want to explain this, because
this is from Miami Herald. Basically, it says an 11-year-old girl has permanent brain damage. I can't talk still. Jesus. Permanent brain damage from a meal at a dirty Wendy's, according to their lawsuit. And this is an 11-year-old girl that went to a Wendy's back in August of 2022 after softball practice, got the Biggie bag meal. I know you've had a Biggie bag meal before.
It's got a hamburger, nuggets, and fries. Yeah. It's like $5 for $5.
And a Frosty.
It's a cheap
way to get some food in you. So they did that. And apparently, 3 days later, she became very sick, nauseous, stomach pain, fever, diarrhea. And they ascertained she had to go to the ICU. And they figured out that she was treated for hemolytic uremic syndrome. It's known as a critical complication from basically E. coli. Shiga toxin producing E. coli. It was an infection that she got, and the lawsuit is alleging that it was from the food she consumed at this dirty Wendy's.
Yeah, so apparently on July 27th, an inspection of the Wendy's location from Ottawa County Health Department resulted in the restaurant having 17 health and food code violations. Inspectors found moldy strawberries, spoiled tomatoes, day-old chili that had been left out. And that's kind of how you get E. coli, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So, that right there is a big point in why you pay attention to health code violations when you go places.
Yeah.
And I would agree with you. This is why one of the few things where I actually agree with, and I'm glad that the Star does it.
It's necessary.
Because I don't think there's any other place newsworthy around Kansas City that puts out health code violations. Because I don't even think the major news channels
local
around
news
there do
doesn't.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't ever get
so
that from local news stories.
Thankfully, and this is my one kudos to the Star, is they do put that shit out. That's all I got for them. That's the only praise.
It's gonna be the one positive thing you said about the Star.
Put it on the goddamn. Put it on the. put it on the calendar. I said that they were not bad, and I hope that little girl.
I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay at some point in time. She can recover from this, although it doesn't sound like she probably ever will because it's a debilitating, life-changing disease.
Yeah,
it sounds shame on Wendy's for not getting their shit together. If that's a franchise owner, you're a piece of shit. If it's the corporate office, then you guys suck and you should have more oversight over your store. For the people that work there,
do better,
clean the shit, man. Do better. You work in an industry that is reliant on cleanliness with food, and if you're going to charge higher prices for things because of prices and inflation and all that kind of stuff going up, take care to fucking treat people how you would. Like, this is one of those age-old debates of when you go to somebody's job or you go in their office, like, how they work is how they live. Like, if you go to a dirty restaurant, do the manager and stuff like that, is that what your house looks like?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
I mean, like, when you go to my office at my job, you would walk in there and go, wow, your office is a mess. Yeah, and if it wasn't for my wife, that's how my fucking house would be. But this is why I don't work in the food industry, because there's paperwork everywhere in my office. Do I know where 98% of the stuff is on my desk? Absolutely. But it's the 2% that you're like, somebody calls you and they're like, hey, do you got this report? Yes. Can you get it down to me in like the next 5 minutes? No, because I got to find it. It's on my desk.
Might take 10 minutes, but yeah. I'll get it. I'll find it.
Give me 10 minutes and I'll get it down to you.
I'll get it to you. Yeah, no, that's right. And there's been a lot of talk. You touched on it. Fast food, the price keeps going up and up and up. And we talked about it last week some. The least you can do for my $12 burger now at fucking McDonald's is have a clean goddamn restaurant.
How much did you spend today coming over here at McDonald's? I was going to ask you that, but I didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
How much did you spend?
Fucking expensive.
Did you get a Big Mac meal or something?
No, I got the two breakfast burritos with the hash brown.
That's like $8, isn't it?
Yeah, it was eight something.
Yeah, okay.
For two little breakfast burritos, hash browns, and a coffee, it was eight something.
I feel like last year that was a $5 meal.
It should be a $5 meal. There's not much to it.
No.
It's a bunch of cheap ingredients.
And it's not like a McDonald's breakfast burrito has any kind of substantialness to it, because it's two thin-ass burritos that have like a scoop of egg in it. Like, I don't even think there's a full egg in there.
No, and that's crappy dehydrated egg. Yeah. And then crappy sausage and peppers and onions. None of that is expensive.
And a slice of American cheese.
None of that's expensive. None of it. I'm like, your food cost on this meal was probably maybe $1.50. Maybe.
Yeah, and then 25 cents for the cup for your coffee. Coffee is like pennies on the dime.
Like, it was nothing to this. Nothing to this.
Your hash brown might have cost you more than anything, but even then.
That's cheap. It's fucking frozen potatoes.
Yeah.
Like, nothing in this was expensive, it cost me also $9.
But it's a preformed patty.
Okay. Okay. I mean,
ERP Distribution has to get their money somehow.
It's crazy how expensive this shit is getting. Like,
it's ridiculous. I don't know, man. Ridiculous.
And then I could go to an actual restaurant and for $4 more, get an actual burrito that's massive.
Yesterday after going down and working at the camper for a while, I came back because my wife has been on a no Taco Bell kick.
What?
It's pissing me off. So I went and got Taco Bell
yesterday. There you go.
And I went there and I was like, ooh, I kind of want to try that new Cantina burrito. Yeah, I didn't do that. You know what? I got soft tacos and a fucking burrito supreme. You know how much that was?
Oh, God. How many soft tacos?
$17. Three. I got the meal.
Oh,
$17 fucking dollars for four.
Yeah, those burritos
for five
are
items.
Six something dollars.
Five items. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the meal itself was probably
$9.
I was going to say it was about 10.
$9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
And we used to think it was crazy that we could get a bunch of Taco Bell for $20. And now it's like one person can have a normal amount of food.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Dude, if we spent $20 between two of us,
we'd be hungry still.
Because like it used to be I don't even remember what it was, but it was like you got like, what was it, like 10 things? It was like you
get the party pack.
The party pack. You could get
burritos, soft or crunchy tacos. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was only $15, and we thought that was expensive.
And I feel like it used to come with a Mexican pizza and cinnamon twist.
It did at one time.
There was like a
variation to it. Yeah. Yeah. It was like an actual party pack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Because they gave you like an oversized thing of cinnamon twists. Oh, it was like not a bucket, but it was like a bag.
It's a big baggie.
It was like a big baggie.
It's a big baggie of cinnamon twists.
So, restaurant people, keep your shit clean.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God.
Don't cause 11-year-old kids who just want a fucking biggie bag.
After practice, man. After
fucking softball practice. She was out there busting her ass. To end up in the hospital 3 days later because you couldn't keep your sheet clean.
She may not even fucking play softball again now because you fucked her up.
Probably not.
Dick bags.
All right, so last article before we get to...
Speaking of dirty, nasty motherfuckers.
Dude, this is gross.
This is gross.
I'm ashamed to have read this.
I'm ashamed that another man did this. This is some nasty.
I'm going to bring this up, and this is from...
This is from the Lad Bible, which has a lot of fun stuff in it.
And I'm just going to let you see what the name of this article is. And I couldn't imagine doing this to somebody. And basically what this is.
And this is somebody in the wedding party, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a groomsman in the wedding party decided.
So it's a friend. It's a friend of the groom. Yeah. Right. It's going to be a good friend because you're in the wedding party. So this is somebody that you actually like and you've hung out with quite a bit. And then they do this. We have this story where his gift is...
Okay. So apparently, back in the day when this groomsman and the groom...
They were roommates.
They were roommates. The groom was a bit on the nasty side himself. And he would trim his fingers and toenails and he would leave the clippings in places.
That's gross.
So the groomsman, which I don't know why he would ever think that this is a good idea.
Because he's a weirdo, for one.
He decided.
He's a weirdo. He's a big fucking weirdo.
He decided to collect these items. And as a wedding gift, he made them into a brick using concrete glue.
So he took all the clippings from his friend's finger and toenail clippings, and then added some of his own to said clippings.
So that he could have a brick.
With concrete glue, so that he could have a brick of just nasty. And then gave it as a wedding present. Bro, who does this?
I thought when we got married... we gave cool gifts
to each other? Yeah, you're supposed to give stuff that people enjoy or useful or... You know,
I mean,
even cash. Just give some fucking cash.
Yeah, like you were in my wedding, and you were my best man in my wedding, and I gave you a whiskey barrel that had your name on it, mm-hmm. which I thought was a really, really cool and thoughtful gift. I know it's in your house. And you got me, as your best man, a bobblehead that is really cool as shit.
I did that.
I was fucking badass. Because it was me in a suit with me pulling my chest open or the shirt open and with had the Batman symbol on it. Yeah. And it looked like me, kind of. It wasn't fat.
No, I mean, like they were made to look like.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. No, it was cool as shit. Like I really enjoyed that gift. But like, we've done a lot of dumb shit in our life together, mind you. Separately and together.
Yeah.
I don't know of anything from our past that I would re-gift you that's gross because I never, like that never would have crossed my mind to go, you know what? When this motherfucker gets married, I'm going to give him all the hair that he shaved off of his butt. And granted, we didn't ever live together.
No. So
there was that nastiness. But, like, even you and Boner lived together for, what, a year or two?
A couple years. I lived with Josh for a couple years. I lived with Tom for a few years.
Yeah, like, I don't think that that would have ever crossed any of our minds to go, I'm going to save this. I'm going to go in the trash because Mike was trimming his pubes. I'm going to get that out. And then one of these days, I'm going to make him a beard out of it. I'm going to go, here, put this on. I added some of my own.
I mean.
That's got to be some of the nastiest shit I've ever heard of in my entire life. I don't even know where to go with this.
I always want to get to the why of things. I ask questions to get to the why are we doing this? And I am happy that my mind can't wrap around this topic of let's give Rick a fucking clipping.
Like I get that maybe it was meant to be a joke, but it doesn't sound like it was meant to be a joke. He's like, your husband's a nasty fuck. And
he wanted her to use it as a paperweight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, here's like your husband's and my fingernail and toenail clippings in a brick. Put it on your desk and touch it. No. No. No, no. No, 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 no. That's gross. It's very, very, very gross.
Who does that?
Apparently this morose motherfucker. Who does that?
That's nasty.